Blog Talk Radio.
Rainbow Ministries presents Purpose Gospel Radio, and I'm your host, Dr. Fast Can. Amen. Alrighty. I hope everybody who's had a blessed day. Let's open up with a prayer. Lord God, we thank you for ruling us with your shepherd's staff so that again and again we can be refreshed and can delight in what you're doing for us. We thank you that we can even have eager, joyful faith even when sorrows come, looking again and again to the good you give us. We are thankful, and we want to be thankful always. Be a mighty Lord over the peoples, we pray, and protect our country. Show your sovereignty by joining the flock close beside you and pouring out your grace to give life to the dying and resurrection to those who died. O Lord God, hear and bless us. May your will be done on earth as in heaven, so that your kingdom may break in and everything may come right according to your great purpose. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. All righty. Well, let's get into some great gospel music here as we start our show, okay? All righty. All righty, we're going to start with So Good by God's Property, and then Something About the Name Jesus by Kirk Franklin, and This Is the Day by Fred Hammond. Amen. Here we go.
Hallelujah. Young people, there's nothing wrong with dancing for Jesus. But we can't forget where we come from. So if you don't mind, let's have a little church right now.
Something about that name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Say what? You're being muffled. I don't know what's going on.
Hello?
Hello, Pastor Cat.
Hey, sorry. I had the phone down.
Oh, okay.
How's it going?
Oh, it's going great. How's it going with you?
Not good. So, lots of sickness.
Was it the flu?
No, just with my back. Yeah, it's making me sick.
I've been praying for you.
So,
hope your back is better.
No, it won't get better until they do something about it. So, and even then, there's no guarantee.
Yeah, that's the thing about facts. Yeah, it's true.
I talked to a specialist, and it's still, if they have to operate, it's still a 50-50 chance. So
wow.
The odds are not good. So, because where it is between the lower back, they have to go in and take it out and then replace it. If they hit the spinal cord, I'll be paralyzed from the waist down.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, back surgery is tricky. Yeah, it's one of those things you got to really weigh in if you want to deal with the pain or try to get it relieved.
No, you know what? I can't take this pain much more, man. You know, my upper legs, I can stick a pin in them and can't seal it.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Are you
walking
okay?
Your friend. No, I can't walk. You know how you walk heel to toe? I can't walk that way. I have to walk flat-footed because if I do, it sends shocks up my back.
Wow.
Even when the cats step on my legs, it hurts. My wife, she touches my legs, and I almost go through the roof.
Wow.
It's very painful.
Wow.
So, and with my legs.
I'll keep you in my place.
With my legs, from my knees down, I have fibromyalgia, which in layman's terms is restless muscle syndrome.
Yeah.
I go to bed at night, and unless I take medication, I can go to sleep, and my sheet wake me up every 2 hours from the pain. So.
Wow. What are they giving you for your pain?
Just gabapentin.
Okay.
So it's a nerve pill. I'm on 1,600 milligrams a day.
Yeah, I take that too myself. I'm up to 3,600.
Mm-hmm.
As a maximum dose.
Mm. So it's like I'm not well. You know? Your friend called me and said you'd be on, and I wanted to make an appearance.
Well, thank you. Yeah.
No, I'm really struggling, you know. Though.
Well, like I said, we'll keep you in our prayers, and may God alleviate it. May God put His hands on you, touch you, okay, and heal that.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Well, let's get into tonight's message. It's it's Luke chapter 13. And Luke chapter 13 talks about the kindness is a fruit of the Spirit. Kindness is an important part of being a Christian. It's one of the nine virtues known as the fruit of the Spirit that Paul wrote about in his letter to Galatians. And they are love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. So kindness is defined as the quality of being friendly, generous, and considerate. So for today's lesson, we will look at these three qualities of kindness one at a time. Being friendly. Friendliness is contagious. As others see our smiling faces and humble demeanor, they are more inclined to smile and be humble themselves. Every interaction with another soul is an opportunity for us to be friendly to them, and that is a fantastic way to spread the gospel. Remember, people do not care how much you know until they know how much you care. So let's talk about being generous. Everything that we have belongs to God. That is what the Bible teaches, as evidenced by the following scriptures. Behold, the Lord your God, belong heaven and the highest heavens, the earth and all that is in it. Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 14. The silver is mine and the gold is mine, declares the Lord of armies. That's Haggai chapter 2, verse 8. And your Lord is greatness, the power, the glory, and victory, and the majesty indeed, everything that is in heaven and on earth. Yours is the dominion, Lord, and you will exalt yourself as head of all, over all. That's 1 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 11. So if we have something we consider valuable, it's only because of God's grace. With that in mind, who are we to be selfish with God's possessions? Who are we to be greedy with God has blessed us? Paul wrote in his letter to Galatians, in Galatians chapter 6, verse 7, do not be deceived, God is not mocked, for whatever one sows, that will he also reap. A few years later, he wrote a similar message to those in Corinth. In 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6, now this I say, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. So the Bible is clear that we are going to reap what we sow. As followers of Jesus, we are to give generously of our time and resources, and we are to do it in a kind and cheerful way. God loves a cheerful giver. So being considerate. In today's hyper-competitive world, too much focus is placed on what we can do for ourselves. The world tells us to focus on things such as how much money can we make, how many things can we possess, how many vacations can we take. These are not all the things that God wants us to be focused on. Instead, he wants our focus to be on two things, as glorifying him and serving others. So as we work to glorify God and serve others, our focus needs to be less on ourselves and more on them. So consider these two scriptures. In Philippians chapter 2, verse 3 and 4, do nothing from selfishness or empty conceit, but with humility of mind, regard one another as more important than yourselves. Do not merely look out for your own personal interests, but also for the interests of others. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 24, let no one seek his own good, but that is of his neighbor. So these two scriptures perfectly articulate what is meant to be a Christian. So imagine how beautiful the world would be if everyone lived by these Christian values. Oh, I've got a little story for you. It's called The Starfish Story by Lauren Easley. Once upon a time, He was a wise man. He used to go to the ocean and do his writing. He had a habit of walking on the beach before he began his work. One day, as he was walking along the shore, he looked on the beach and saw a human figure moving like a dancer. He smiled to himself at the thought of someone who would dance through the day, and so he walked faster to catch up. As he got closer, he noticed that the figure was that of a young man, and that what he was doing was not dancing at all. The young man was reaching down to the shore, picking up small objects and throwing them into the ocean. He came closer still and called out in the morning. I asked, "What is that you are doing?" The young man paused, looked up and replied, "Throwing starfish into the ocean." So I must ask then, why are you throwing starfish in the ocean? Asked the somewhat startled wise man. So this young man replied, "The sun is up and the tide is going out. If I don't throw them in, they'll die." So upon hearing this, the wise man commented, "But young man, don't you realize that there are miles and miles of beach and there are starfish all along every mile? You can't possibly make a difference." At this, the young man bent down, picked up yet another starfish, and threw it in the ocean. As it met the water, he said, "It made a difference for that one." Amen. So let us conclude. Kindness is an essential quality that all Christians need to possess. It's also part of the fruit of the Spirit, described by Paul in his letter to Galatians. Being kind means friendly, generous, and considerate. It costs nothing to be kind to others, and with God's help, a small act of kindness can accomplish great things for the Lord. We will end today's lesson with the final scripture taken from the Gospel of Matthew chapter 5, verses 34 to 40. "Then the king will say to those in his right, 'Come, you are blessed of my Father. Inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Well, I was hungry, and he gave me something to eat.'"
Hey, I'm
going to
dump you. After you defeat all the monsters, the fireball's
gone.
There's five witches. That's one door that's
in the
wall. And then there's a stone
along the wall. And you came to me. Then the righteous will answer him, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? And when did we see you a stranger and invite you in, or naked and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and come to you?" The king will answer and say to them, "Truly I say to you, the extent that you did it to one of these brothers of mine, even the least of them, you did it to me." Amen. I hope you got something from today's message about kindness. Amen. Yeah, it's time to do an altar call. Pastor Kent, do you want to do that? Are you there, Pastor Kent?
Yeah, what's up? Sorry.
You want to do an altar
call? Sure. If you're wondering and where you will spend eternity in with this world the way it is, if chaotic and not sure where you're going, well, you can be assured of that today. How? It's a simple prayer. And we know this from Revelation chapter 3, verse 10, where he says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hear my voice and open the door, I will come in." Now, it's a very simple prayer. It goes like this. "Father, forgive me for my sins. I know that I have put distance between you and me. I thank you for your son dying on the tree. And I believe in life eternal. And I pray right now that thou might take my will and my life and guide me in my walk with you. Now, if you said that prayer, we'd like to welcome you into the house of your Lord, Elohim. And we'd like to take this special opportunity to welcome you into the house of our Lord. And now I can tell you this, that because of that prayer, your life is eternal. You will never die. How's that for cool, eh?
Amen.
Doesn't that sound cool?
Yes.
So because now you're safe. Your name is written in the book of life, as it says in Isaiah chapter 7, where it speaks of your name shall be written down, i.e. the book of life. Now, if you said that prayer, you need to make a public omission for that. Pastor Ken, would you give the number, please?
Yes, and you can do that omission by calling area code 657-383-1487. Once again, that number is 657-383-1487. And you'll come on live, and you can tell the world that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior tonight. Amen. So Pastor Kent, okay, are you and Pastor Leroy doing Father's House tomorrow?
Yes, actually, I haven't got a hold of him today. However, I'm going to call him tomorrow, and I'll be letting him know. Yeah, we'll be doing a show tomorrow at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. What time does that make it for you, sir?
5 p.m.
So 5 p.m. Pacific. And if you want to know the times, Pastor Ken, would you please?
Okay. If you're on the East Coast, okay, it will be at 6 p.m., okay? If you're in Central Standard Time, okay, it will be 5. And if you're in Mountain Time, it will be 4. And if you're on the West Coast, it will be 3.
I appreciate your help, sir. I really do.
You're
wish I could get that down. I have a thing on my computer, a time converter for time, but I just always forget when I post the stupid thing. Make the different time zones, so, oh well.
Yeah. There's different time zones all over across this world. Amen.
Yeah, but you know, I found out the reason for that, okay? You know how the difference in the time zones? Now, what happened was when the trains went up the Rocky Mountains, because of the steep incline, it took them longer. So that's why there's so much many different time zones, because the same time in Mountain Time is the same time in Eastern Time, but it doesn't seem like that, but it is. And that's why the different time zones.
Mountain Time, their time doesn't change. They don't change time, okay?
No.
In the mountain, no. Yeah. Well, we got a call here, Pastor. Let me take him and see who we have. 111, you're on air.
Good evening, Pastor. This is Hector. I cannot speak, so I use text-to-voice software. I need to talk to you about what I find to be a shocking occurrence on your ministry.
Okay. What's shocking?
Pastor, I find your endorsement of Joseph Gibson shocking, G.
I don't endorse Joseph Gibson.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, we're going to say goodbye to that caller since he's using an automated voice thing and it's taking too long to communicate. Okay, maybe he'll want to call back in, okay, and use his real voice. Amen. All righty. Well, we're going to play a little bit more music here. All right. Let's listen to some. Oh, wait a minute. Before I do that, we got another caller. 111, you're on air.
I believe that guy said he's disabled. He's disabled. He can't speak, so he's using a voice machine. You just hung up on a disabled man. He said that, but you probably got something in your ears and you can't hear right.
Yeah. Okay.
I got a question for Pastor Kent.
What's up, Grover?
Sounded like you were playing a little video games earlier. Were you playing that racing game on the PlayStation 2?
Yeah, I still am. But the computer is racing, so trying to build up more money.
I heard Charmin also in the background. How's she doing?
Well, she's okay.
I bet she's a blessing to you. I bet she's a blessing to your ministry. I bet it's very good to have her around, isn't it?
Absolutely.
What kind of food she make?
She cooks better than my mother.
Didn't your mother pass away?
Yes. She did.
Okay. Okay, you got any other calls?
Yes, I do. Matter of fact, I got two. 111, you're on air.
Kenny, how you doing, brother? It's DC2, baby.
I'm doing
how you
great,
doing? Glad to hear it, and it's good to hear you and Kent back on the radio together. The team is back together again, and it's a beautiful thing.
Amen.
I wanted to say to Grover, I apologize, but I'm sorry to hear that you got the covert again. I know you were taking a lot of shots for that, and unfortunately those shots do not work, but I hope you're feeling okay, brother.
I'm doing all right. I took 15 shots in 15 days before they finally cut me off.
Yeah, that don't seem right. That seems like excessive, but...
Well, they were paying the homeless. They were paying the homeless to take them. It's something that the Biden administration is doing. I think they're trying to get rid of all the colored people.
It's kind of like when they give the mice, like the trial on the mice before they try it on humans. They do it to the homeless before they do it to – I see what you're saying. So, Kenny, I don't know if you listened to Tony's show tonight, but there was a call from Pastor Veal. Did you hear about this?
Yes, I did. And that was false. I wasn't doing any ducks.
You were not by a pond because it did sound like a pond. I did hear wilderness-like sounds in the background. And also, to be fair, I don't know if Grover heard the call, but to be fair, I did hear a voice that did sound like you.
That wasn't
but
me.
Wasn't you? Okay.
He said okay.
All right.
He said okay,
yeah,
okay.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. He was – all right. I just want – and how is Kent doing? Kent, brother, how you doing, my man?
He's in pain.
Not very well.
Why is that?
Back problems.
He's disabled.
Oh, he's disabled. That's terrible, man. Have you tried any medications or any different type of chiropractic?
I can't take medication like
no,
that.
No,
why not?
Addictive pills. I am on nerve pills, yes, I am. But they're
addictive. What I was going to ask you, you heard the first part. The second part, my late father had back problems as well, sir, and he actually went to a chiropractor for about 2 years and it fixed all of his have you ever gone to a chiropractor?
I have, but the problem is here, it's not paid for. And, you know, disability, I can't afford like $100 a shot.
I understand. So. Well, I'm very sorry to hear that, sir. You know, it's terrible. I don't like the way they do things up there with the health care and whatnot. But, you know, it is what it is. You just got to make the best of it, I guess. But I do feel horrible that you are in so much pain. But I am glad that you are able to still do your ministry and pass the word of the Lord. And also, while doing all that, still play and enjoy a video game or two. So I will say that.
Amen.
Amen.
I got to do something to keep my mind busy. You know, my wife gives me a to-do list, and I get that done, and then I'm allowed to play my video games. I'm just joking.
That seems fair, you know. Oh, I thought he was serious.
No, I'm just joking.
He's jerking.
He's jerking my chin. Can't you so funny, man. That's hilarious.
Mm-hmm. He tugged on it. He grabbed on your chain, and he pulled on it and tugged it.
He got me on that one, Grover. Did he get you, Grover?
He got me, too. I was thinking maybe I could mail. I was thinking maybe I could mail something up there to Canada to help the pastor out. I got some hydrocodone, oxycodone, morphine.
I can't take that stuff.
What about fentanyl?
I can't take that stuff. No,
can
I
give
take
you any fentanyl?
Stuff.
Okay, what about
no,
Percocet?
No, I can't take that stuff.
Can you take the body?
You can't take
addictive substances
because he's an addict. Okay, he's a recovering addict.
He can't take that.
What about tramadol?
That propofol.
No, I can't. I cannot take anything that is addictive because it can send me back to my disease.
I don't think propofol is addictive.
What about one of them little blue pills? What do they call those little blue pills for the erectile dysfunction, Ken?
Again, you're being perverted. Why?
Well, cause I thought
no,
it could
I think
help
he's talking
you,
but... about for your back pain, man.
Yeah, it's for your back pain. Yeah,
no.
It does
how
help
about,
circulation.
How about Advil? Can you take Advil?
Well, that's about the only thing I can take.
Do you, are you a 800 milligram man, or how do you do that?
1,000.
Oh,
oh Jesus!
That's a lot. That's a lot of. You must be in.
Well, that's Canadian.
Oh,
in Canada, they got a different measurement system called metric.
Okay. All right.
Well, I got some more callers here. Let's take it to see what we got. Okay, 111, you're on the air.
Pastor, I cannot allow you to insult me twice with the Gibson endorsement and insulting me personally. I can't speak normally. I need this computer, and I can only type so fast.
That's a disabled man.
You are mean. You do not listen to the disabled people. You only listen and like extremists like Gibson. Why do you insult me so much? It is ugly, ugly, ugly stuff.
Shame. That'd be nice.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to.
It is ugly, ugly, ugly stuff. Shame.
All right.
Maybe the pastor could he take peyote or ayahuasca or cannabis?
You might as well be the big bad daddy for Gibson, a literal white supremacist. Hateful, hateful stuff.
That's too bad.
No, I don't endorse Joseph Gibson at all. Okay.
Psilocybin.
Anyway, 1, you're on here.
Hi, I have some question for Pastor Kent. Sorry, I'm outside. I'll try to keep away from the traffic noise.
Amen.
Amen.
Pastor Kent?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, seeing as how you have this biblical education thing, I wanted to know, do you remember the name of the first wife of Adam?
Mm.
Why does that matter?
Well, it's usually the first thing that you would learn, Adam and Eve story, the biblical context. So I thought you would know the name of his first wife.
Why do you keep doing this?
I'm asking you a question. You're thinking you have a biblical education, so.
You're being smart-mouthed and rude.
Okay, you know what?
Okay.
I apologize.
Yeah.
Can you tell me if you know the answer or not? Because it was on the tip of my tongue. I just
really?
Couldn't remember it.
Well,
you don't know, do you?
The other day you called and you said that you knew the name of God. And you gave me every name in the book but the right one.
Okay. Right, and what name did you say was God? You said, spell that again for me? You actually did. You said
no,
Yahweh, and you spelled it in Hebrew. Can you spell it in Hebrew again for me?
I did not say Yahweh.
You said, what did you say? You said the Hebrew version of Yahweh.
I didn't say anything. Because
no,
if
you spelled
you
it out.
Understand, see, there you go again.
Well, school me. Can you tell me what it is, then? Can you tell me the name?
Why? Because why would I do that? Because you think that I'm in a fake school.
He's trying to learn, man. You're the pastor.
I think it's criminal to keep this kind of information to yourself.
See? There you go again. Okay.
I'm asking to learn from you, from your knowledge.
And
so can you please tell me the name?
So your condescending attitude...
Why don't you just admit that you don't know? I mean, you can tell me if you don't know.
That's fine. You're allowed to think whatever you want. Okay?
We're just trying to understand the answer to the question.
You accuse me of being in a fake school. Well, and you didn't even want the answer. So, you know what?
I believe it's very dubious of a school that is open at 3 and 4 a.m. doing classes with people in the United States.
In Jerusalem.
Because the time that you claim that you're
like
doing classes is actually 3 and 4 a.m. Jerusalem time.
Like
so
I said,
either that's
either it's not a real school or you're talking
about some nefarious business that's doing business under the name of a school. And collecting $10,000 from you.
You're sitting there in a condescending attitude, and you don't want to hear the truth because you're closed-minded. I have
my ears are wide open, but you're not giving me any answers. So, what is the name of the God in Hebrew, please?
Pastor Kent left us. I'm sorry.
Jesus Christ!
Break three.
All right, I tried.
Kenny.
What's the correct answer? I don't even know what it is. I'm all confused now.
I'll keep that for the next conversation with Ken, because the first time he actually said it, he actually spelled it wrong. So he spelled it with three letters instead of four.
Kenny.
Yes.
Can I ask you a question? The next time you have Kent on, can you please be like the moderator between this brother here and Kent, because Kent takes everything that he says personally, as usual. Grover and I, as you know, obviously underlings and people that don't understand the Bible as much as you all three clearly do, we were just trying to learn something tonight. And because Kent can't answer a question without crying and running in his little huggies to go play Gran Turismo? I mean, is that more important than fucking than his ministry? I don't understand this guy. All he had to do was answer one question. It would have taken 5 seconds.
I was trying to give
him
some drugs.
I don't know. Maybe Pastor Kent feels like you're testing him. I don't know.
He just asked him a question that any pastor should be able to answer.
Yeah, it's like asking what the Ten Commandments are.
In the Hebrew context, the first wife of Adam's name was Lilith, and she's mentioned quite often in Isaiah. So she was the one who became the succubus, which was my first question to him a couple of days back. So
right. What? Hey, man, I appreciate you coming on and trying to, you know, not only challenge those guys,
that's something,
but helping us.
That's something
learn,
Kent should have known immediately if he studied.
100%.
He sucks on a bus. He sucks on the bus. Get
well,
it.
You claim you go to rabbinical school or whatever. Where did he say he went to this rabbinical school or whatever? He
Jerusalem.
Yes, everybody knows about Willis.
On Zoom?
What meetings are you doing on Zoom?
At 3 a.m.
Oh, my gosh. That, I'm not trying to be disrespectful, but that smells like bullshit.
God, hey,
how much was the course?
$10,000.
Oh, my God. Kenny?
Yeah.
Kenny, let me ask you a question.
Well, I don't have any money anymore.
Do you actually believe this man is taking rabbinical Jerusalem classes at 3 a.m. and paying $10,000 for them? Really?
Well, I mean, he says he's going to school. I gotta trust
hey,
what
Kenny.
He says.
Kenny, I'm fucking about 12 supermodels right now. Do you believe me?
No.
Yes, I do.
That's essentially the same thing he's telling you. He can't answer a question about something simple, according to the brother that called in, and now he claims he's paying $10,000 to go to this college that has Zoom meetings at 3 a.m., man. Come on, Kenny. You're not that stupid. I know you're trying to be nice to your friend, but at some point you got to call him on his bullshit. Or at least he needs to nut up and answer these questions. That's what I would rather happen. I would rather this dude nut up and actually either admit, because it's okay to admit you don't know something. It wouldn't be a good look for him because he claims he's a pastor, but I would rather admit it than act like he's acting right now like a bitch. I agree with that.
I wonder
okay,
if I can
well,
nail him to
know, like
angel dust.
Okay. Yeah, he tries really hard. He's a good man. He's a decent man. Okay.
Okay, Kenny. What's good?
You know,
what's good and decent,
you know,
Kenny? What's good and decent about him? Seriously,
well,
what's
tries,
good and decent about
him? He tries hard to help people. He really does. He's a decent guy.
Who is he trying to help?
Like,
I've known him 6 years. Johnny and I have known him for 6 years. I don't know where Johnny is or if he's even alive. But Johnny and I have known him for 6 years. I have never once heard him try to help somebody. In fact, I once heard somebody suicidal call his show, and he hung up on him and said, "I'm not a doctor," and hung up the phone. But every other time, he's a doctor. He's got a doctorate. He knows everything. But not that night. He didn't know shit that night. He just hung up on him. That's, to me, that's not a good man. Somebody that lies, not a good man. Somebody that can't stand for what he believes in, that's not a good man. Like,
well, I think the best really tries hard, okay? And, you know, and he can't debate
though?
Right now because he's not really feeling well, okay? So that's the reason
I'll
why
give him that.
I think he left us, okay? He doesn't want to debate.
Got a back pain. Back hurt.
I'll give him that. Back pain is not fun, but at the end of the day, you're going to feel back pain whether you're debating or not. So I would actually argue that debating would take your mind off your back pain. But whatever.
I think Ken should be a debater. He's a master of debate. Right, Ken?
Amen.
Get it? Master debater.
Man, the brothers are funny on this show, man.
Yeah, I'm master debater.
He's a master. Get it?
Yeah, I got it. Yeah.
Kenny, will you be tuning in to their wonderful, I'm sure, super entertaining show tomorrow?
Yes, matter of fact, I will. Okay.
That
I'll
makes one.
To see what they got to say.
Oh, Christ. You and Farrar, right? So there'll be two people.
Probably.
and a couple of tards. So I'd put the cap at like 5 until they realize that he's not going to take calls, and then the cap will be like 3, 2, something like that.
What if Dr. N is on? What about Doctrine?
I don't think that helps. Mr. I Fall Through the Wall, Barbie style, pink wall man.
I wonder if he could take magic mushrooms or anything. You think he could, or bath salts?
Think he would do that. I certainly know that he's on some pills for sure, and that probably has him on other things as well. So I would not be shocked.
What about Xanax?
Sure. I think he's definitely on. I don't know about Halcyon, but I know he was definitely on them Xannies on a couple of those shows he was on. He sounded like he was half dead.
A zombie or whatever. Like that sometimes. Right, Ken?
Yeah, I think Kenny's on them Klonopin, though. They're kind of the same. They are kind of the same, actually. But Kenny's been good lately. He's been really focused and on his shit lately. So I'm not going to give Kenny any crap about that. But I do think Kenny needs to have a very serious discussion with Pastor Veal. Very serious.
Why?
Because I don't think it's right. You're saying Pastor Veal called in, had a recording or live of a man he said was you having sexual relations with a duck at a pond, and he said it was you, and then he brought you to the phone, and you were like, oh, okay, it sounded just like you. So if I were you, I would have Pastor Veal on and say, why would you do this? That was not me, because I wouldn't want somebody saying I'm fucking a duck. That's just me personally.
I'll bring him on. If he calls in, he's got 269. Okay, so I can't bring Pastor Veal on unless he calls on.
All right, bro. Well, I was just making a point. That's all.
Yeah, maybe you should tell him to call in there, DC Joe.
Well, I don't have a line to the guy. I mean, I don't even really know if anybody does. I'm not. I have no idea. I haven't spoken to him in a very long time. I just heard him on a show tonight. So that's the only reason I even heard it. Sounded real to me. I don't know how it sounded to anybody else, but.
It sounded real.
But it wasn't. It wasn't real.
Amen. Well, I believe Kenny.
I think it might have been.
Circle of trust, Kenny. Until I'm proven, proven otherwise, we back in the circle of trust. So I believe you, Kenny.
My jiggy.
Oh.
I'm beating my meat.
No.
I get more vagina. I get more poon than you.
Well, I wouldn't say that, Kenny. I mean, I do get a lot of poon, but I just don't talk about it.
Okay. Well, anyway, I'm gonna give a shout out to Juan from Alabama and his kinfolk, because I know they're
listening. No.
Yeah,
they're not.
They always listen to the show. They always listen.
Nope.
They're faithful listeners. Yep.
Kenny, got any other callers?
No, it's just us.
Well, that's a shame. I thought maybe there'd be more callers tonight.
Hey, Ken, it's Black History Month. You got any special plans for Black History Month on the program?
No, not really.
What a racist.
Well, Kenny, come on, man. You got to do something nice for Black History Month. Like, mention, a great black inventor or something like that on one of your shows, or a great man in black history. You know, Jackie Robinson.
What about that black porn man? Was it Lexington Steele? He's pretty famous.
Also, Long John Silver, too. But
I was thinking of Long Duck Dong.
Long Duck Dong was also a very, very successful Asian porn star, starred in the film 16 Candles. But I would say this, Kenny. I would say this, that what's so funny, Kenny?
I'm not laughing at Grover.
Oh, okay. Well, I would say this. Maybe you could have that brother on that was talking about the... Kenny, please don't masturbate while I'm talking.
That's Grover.
Stop it.
That's Grover.
No,
why
I'm
do you
not.
Always blame Grover? Is it because he's black?
Yep.
Okay, well, maybe you could have that fellow on that played in the Negro Leagues with Babe Ruth and used to tell all them stories. Maybe you could have him on again. Remember he came on a couple times and told stories about Satchel Paige? Was that Grover?
Yeah.
Satchmo. What about Satchmo?
Yeah, well, there was a guy. What was that guy's name that got his plaque? It was,
Cum.
His name was Cum.
Why'd they call him that?
Cumberland, but they called him Cum. True story, Kenny. I think I'd rather just be referred. I'd be referred to as Cumberland for the rest of my life. You ain't calling me Cum.
I would Google that, but I'm afraid I'd trip off some kind of censor.
Oh, we got another call here. Let me check it. That's
funny as hell.
411.
Jesus, Lord, have mercy.
Hello, is this a cocksucker?
Cocksucker?
No, the duckfucker. This is duckfucker ministries.
Duckfuck.
Oh, duckfucker. Okay. Okay, this is for Kenny. Kenny, this is your call,
yeah.
Buddy.
Ian, take this call.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
How do you get the duck from stomping for Frederick Wings when you were hacking him?
I didn't screw a duck. Goodbye.
Kenny,
all right.
Kenny, you at least got to let the man speak.
I did.
I beat my kids with dildos.
Oh.
Okay. Well, I'm going to say God bless everybody. Have a good night, and I'll see you all maybe tomorrow or Saturday. I don't know. Okay.
Have a good
Until
night,
then,
Grover. You my nigga.
Blessed night.
Grover, you there,
Amen.
Brother?